welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Ever heard the saying, I've got some good news and some bad news? It's typical that the person with the news asks, which one do you want first? If you vote to hear the good news first because you like presents, it gets dumped on by the bad news. It's like unpacking a picnic basket only to have it rained on at the end. Most people, therefore, opt to hear the bad news first so that even when they brace themselves to hear something they don't like, they're still left happy when they see the silver lining around that gray storm cloud. Well, Moses breaks it to him like only a prophet can. I've got some bad news, and you're not going to like it, but I've also got some great news. Taco Tuesday is coming to the Promised Land. Woohoo! Okay, that wasn't the good news, but that would have been rad. Admit it. Just humor me by smiling and nodding. In verse 1, the Levitical priests are told, the Levitical priests, indeed the whole tribe of Levi, are to have no allotment or inheritance with Israel. Aw, that was the bad news. They shall live on the food offerings, though, presented to the Lord, for that is their inheritance. Yay! They shall have no inheritance among their fellow Israelites. It's repeated. Aw. But the Lord is their inheritance, as he promised. Yay! So there was kind of a balance of bad news and good news going on here. But in verses 3 through 8, we're told they make an income from the offerings made to the temple. Meat, wine, oil, wool, and grain. And what they can't eat, we're told later in the book of Deuteronomy, they get to sell. Then in verse 9 through 13, we take a dark turn into hoodoo voodoo practices. Verse 9 says, when you enter the land the Lord your God has given you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord because of these same detestable practices. The Lord your God will drive out these nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. Contrasted with the sorcerer, who practiced superstitious appeasement sacrifices, is the prophet. In the final section of this chapter, in verses 14 through 22. And now we've come full circle to the man who brings both good news and bad, the prophet himself. Look at how God contrasts sorcerers with prophets in verse 14. The nations you will dispossess listen to those who practice sorcery or divination. But as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him, for this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see his great fire anymore, or we'll die. Then comes one of the coolest promises ever about Jesus himself. Right here in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 17. The Lord said to me, what they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him, and I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that my prophet speaks. In my name. Several millennia later, Moses, along with Elijah, would appear on a mountain in the presence of Jesus, Peter, James, and John. At that mountain, Jesus was transfigured, and his face shone white like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Matthew 17, verse 2. And then God speaks out of a cloud, declaring, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. With those words, which echo the words of Moses, God unequivocally declared that the prophecy of Deuteronomy 18 had been fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus would often go on to say things like, all the words I speak not of my own authority, but I speak only what my Father gives me to say. Jesus is there telling us that he is the prophet, and of course, Hebrews chapter 1 says the exact same thing long ago. Verse 1, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. However, in these last days, he speaks to us by his Son. Moses was actually standing there alongside Jesus with Elijah, the two most significant prophets God ever raised up. Moses delivered the law, and Elijah was the prophet of miraculous deeds. There in word and deed, Jesus is declared by the two greatest prophets of their genre to be the prophet that Moses spoke about. It's probably a good point to end on, after all, Jesus. Deuteronomy 18 is a short chapter, and therefore it'll probably be a short through the word. Read Deuteronomy chapter 18 today, and as you do, thank God that he sent someone from among us, someone after his own heart, a prophet like unto Moses, who spoke God's heart to us.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.